Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And here's what I want to say. Whether you've been here for 6 years, 6 months, or 6 weeks, man, today we are celebrating. Happy birthday, Kairos Church family. It's an amazing thing what God has done. Looking back and remembering just all the moments that God has brought about, all the provision, all the plans, all the promises that have come through, and just celebrating that and always remembering to celebrate that. God has been so good to us, and he's so faithful. I've been astounded time and time again just about his plan, about his promises, and about his provision all along the way. And there have been seasons of doubt, and there's been seasons of uncertainty, but through it all, God is faithful and God is good. And today, man, I want to celebrate that. And also, I'm going to spend some time just sharing with you, if you haven't been here for too long, just all the things that God has done for us and through Kairos and for this community. But before I do that, I was looking back through the years, kind of just reminiscing, going back to the beginning. God brought me back to this scripture. And it was one that I was really just enthralled by in the beginning of our journey to plant Kairos. And actually, it was one that God gave me before we ever launched our first service. And the scripture is in Joshua chapter 4. Now, the book of Joshua is an awesome book. I love it. I love the stories. I love God's promises. I love what God is doing. And so it's amazing. But really what we're seeing is God's people stepping into God's plan, God's promises, all the while experiencing God's provision every step of the way. What I want to do is I want to read to you from Joshua 4. I'm going to read verses 1 through 9, and then we're going to do 19 through 24. You can follow along with your Bible, or you can follow along on the screen as well. Joshua 4, chapter 4, verse 1. After the entire nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua. Choose 12 men from the people, one man for each tribe, and command them, take 12 stones from this place in the middle of the Jordan where the priests are standing, carry them with you and set them down at the place where you spend the night. So Joshua summoned the 12 men he had selected from the Israelites, one man for each tribe, and he said to them, go across to the ark of the Lord your God in the middle of the Jordan. Each of you will lift a stone onto his shoulder, each one for each of the Israelite tribes, so that this will be a sign among you in the future when your children ask you, what do these stones mean to you? You should tell them, the waters of the Jordan were cut off in front of the ark of the Lord's covenant. When it crossed the Jordan's waters were cut off. Therefore, these stones will always be a memorial for the Israelites. The Israelites did just as Joshua had commanded them. 12 men took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, one for each of the Israelite tribe, just as the Lord had told Joshua. They carried them to the camp, set them down there. Joshua also set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan where the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant were standing. The stones are there to this day. Verse 19, the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped at Gilgal on the eastern limits of Jericho. Then Joshua set up in Gilgal the 12 stones they had taken from the Jordan. And he said to the Israelites, in the future, when your children ask, what is the meaning of these stones? You will tell your children, Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, just as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over. This is so that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord's hand is mighty, and so that you may always fear the Lord your God. Amazing promises, but really what it is it's a reminder. A reminder of what God did, and also a reminder of what God's doing. You know, in Joshua 4, this is the beginning of something new for the Israelites. If you know the story at all, you know where they came from. They came out of Egypt. They were headed to the promised land, and then they wandered in the desert for 40 years. And so this moment is so profound. And God says, don't forget it. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget how I delivered you. Don't forget that all along this was my plan, my promise, my provision. Don't forget to continue to rely on me. And so they set up the stones as a reminder of who God is, of all that he's done, and really all that he promises to do. After 40 years of wandering, they stepped into the promised land, and they stepped into their next journey, their next new journey. And so while we celebrate 6 years today, here's what I'll say. Today begins the next journey God has us on. We look back and we remember, but we also got to remember that God is asking us and calling us to step into something new. And we can look back through and the 6 years, and there have been scary moments, and there have been amazing moments, and there have been moments of uncertainty, and there have been wonderful moments all along the way, and there are more to come, and there is more to celebrate, and there are more steps for each of us to take. And here's the truth. Every new journey is just the beginning of new journeys to come. You understand? Like, He'll set you on a new journey, but that means he's doing something next, and he's doing something next, and he's doing something next. He's leading, he's preparing, he's providing. And as we take new steps and embark on new journeys, it's important to remember what God has already done. We never want to forget what he's done in our life and in our church. Now, this story, the thing that resonates most with me, the thing that drew my attention to it so many years ago and continues to this day to be a reminder, there's this specific phrase in there, and it's called Gilgal. G-I-L-G-A-L. Gilgal. It's the Gilgal, and I love the meaning behind this. And Israel's new journey, guess where it started? Gilgal. Guess what it started with? The Gilgal. Time and time again, you'll read through their journey, and they return back to the Gilgal. And you can read through it. And as you're, you know, first reading it, you're like, okay, this is definitely a place. But as you begin to dive into this, and this is, I get super Bible nerdy, and I'm like, all right, well, I want to know all about this. I want to know the context. What you begin to realize is that Gilgal isn't just a place. It's so much more than a place. They actually have, they're not able to pinpoint where the Gilgal is at. And so I dug deeper and learned about its significance. And if you want to do that, you should on your own time. I've already done that. I'm going to share a little bit with you. I can't share it all, but it's so cool. So let me give you the definition of this phrase, Gilgal. And I love it so much. Here you go. You ready? The beginning of taking our ground and defeating our enemy. Woo! The beginning of taking our ground and defeating our enemy. That's what that means. It's so powerful. When you go on, it's a place of new beginnings. It's also a base camp for many battles of the Israelites against their enemies. The Gilgal is associated with stone circles and sacred enclosures that exist in and around the Holy Land. Here's what it was. The Gilgal was a memorial built with stones taken from the Jordan River to signify what God had done and also what God is going to do. To remember the journeys they've been on and to strive towards the ones yet to come. So this is why it's so powerful to me, because it's not just a place. It's a monument to what God has done. It's a reminder that he's not done yet. And see, when we embark on new journeys, we need to remember the ones that God has already taken us on. So the stones, the Gilgal, the memorial, the place of new beginnings, this taking of ground, this defeating of our enemy, guess what? That's a continual thing. God will continue to provide, to give you a plan, to give you a way so that you can continue to take ground and defeat your enemy. And as you do that, guess what he wants you to do? He wants you to remember each victory. Remember who he is. Remember what he's done. Remember what he's brought you through. It's a reminder to never go back, right? It's a reminder in the future when something comes up that you can get through it. You can overcome. It's a Gilgal. And so Israel, they use these stones. And I grabbed some stones, and they set up this monument. Now, if you know in the story, they threw them over their shoulder, right? So these were heavy stones. And one of the things that I love, and so what they did is they grabbed 12. I only have six here. And they set them up, and it was a monument. And I wanted to give you a visual, because in the last verse, what's it say? And it's still there to this day. I mean, just imagine how big this must have been. Imagine how amazing it must. Every time they walk by, every time. I mean, I would say, be like, you know what? I'm gonna go to this thing. I'm going. Look, there's this monument. Remember what God did. Remember who he was. It still stands to this day. His promises, his plan, his provision. They still stand to this day. It's a monument. Mine's tiny. It's not that great, but it can still be a reminder. And I can set this up, and I can say, man, this is the day that God changed my life, and I accepted Jesus into my heart. And this is the day that he helped me break free from addiction in my life. And this is the day where he called me into ministry. And this is the day where I began serving. And this is the day, you know, you can just go and you go and you go back and you remember and you look, oh man, it's so amazing. And so what the Israelites did is they used stones, the Gilgal. And we do the same. We have ways in which we can remember what God has done, right? We use photos. We use videos. We use the technology that we have today. We share stories. And we do that so that we never forget who God is, what God's done, and that he's not done yet. And that's so, it's so important when we remember what he did for us. But we don't just live in the past. We don't just live in the old days. I remember when, and man, this, it used to be so good when. I wish we could go back. You know what's so funny? I was thinking about this, and I think there are times in our lives where we could say we wish we could go back to the way it was, and then I got to thinking about the Israelites when they were wandering in the desert and they were wishing to go back to Egypt. It's so interesting. No. You remember that God saved you from that, that he rescued, that he had something more than that, he had something better, that he had something greater, and he always will. The next step that he has for you is the next best thing for you. And the next one, 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 and that's how God works. You see, remembering what God has done helps us stay focused on what is yet to come. For Israel, crossing the Jordan was just the beginning. It was the beginning. You want to know what was the beginning of? A fight. They had to fight. They had to take the land. And you go through and you read the story and you know that God saw them through that as well. Every new journey will be exciting. It will be exhilarating. It will be full of uncertainties or doubts. But God is leading every step of the way. Now I want to share with you some of our Gilgals. Where we started, what led to where we're at today. Just want you to see all that God has done and that he's not done yet. I remember, man, just kind of coupling this with my journey, with the Israelites' journey. And for 9 years, I served at a church in Zephyr Hills, Florida. And I loved every minute of it, and it was growing, and it was vibrant. And then God called me from it. And there's this moment where you go, but it's so good here. And it's so comfortable here. And God says, I'm sorry, I got a next step for you. And it will be hard, and it will be difficult. And so we answer the call, and then we move our family, and we say goodbye to, you know, the church family that we've known, and we moved out here to plant this church. Now, here's what I will say. My season at Newark wasn't 40 years of wandering in the desert, you know, wishing wasn't there. So I can't compare myself to the Israelites in that. But what I will say is that it was a season of preparation for what God had next. He was preparing my heart and my mind. He was preparing myself and my wife and my family. He was filling us up with his word and with his spirit so that when the call came, we would be obedient, we would step into it. Now, I do believe that within the 40 years of wandering, God was preparing the Israelites for what was to come. And so this season, this new beginning, every new beginning, every new journey, I believe is a preparation for the next new beginning that God has for you and the next new beginning that God has for Kairos. For us, it was moving and planting. It was just the beginning of a fight. And it's been a fight. We've had to work and we've had to sacrifice and we've had to, man, do some crazy things and we've had to fight for what God was calling us to. And so I want to share some of that and what that looks like. The first thing I want to show you, guys can put the picture of me and my family. This was my family a little bit more than 6 years ago. We moved into our home in Auburndale, and this is my family now. And we've grown just a little bit. And in between that time, we've had so many children come through our home and what God has done in the lives of my children and the relationship between me and my wife, how God has grown our family with the two littles that we adopted, Gideon and Adeline, and that now we're expecting another one. Like, God is crazy, okay? And it's wild. And he's like, next new beginning, here we go. And it was preparation for the next one, right? And so it started there, and I'm so thankful for my family, and man, they've been so resilient, and they've spent so much time at the church, setting up, tearing down boxes, cleaning up, all these things, and couldn't have done it without them. And so that's a big deal, and I love to see just the growth of my family and the spiritual growth and all that, and I wanted to share that with you. Now let's jump into some other stuff. So they're going to start throwing some pictures up there. You can do the first one. I'm just going to talk through what some of this is. This was the first meeting in our home for Kairos Church. This church started with 13 people in my home, many of which moved out here to start Kairos Church. You can go to the next one. During that meeting, you can stay there. During that meeting, we talked about the vision that we still have today, right? To help people embrace Jesus in every moment of their life. And it was born almost 7 years ago. Okay, now, this was, we were going to meet at the Cobb. That never happened. I literally created this. We showed up in the parking lot, and we left, and we went to another facility that was better, okay? So that's it. Cobb, gone. We never met there. Never did anything. Woohoo! All right. Now, while we were planting and organizing, we were just in the community, and we would go out to do the Saturday market. And this is Varney. How many of you guys remember Varney? He was our youth director for a while. He was one of the launch team, core team. He moved out here. And so we would go out to these Saturday markets and just, assault people with Jesus. And no, I'm just kidding. We would hand out stuff, and we'd have our tent, and people would come up and talk to us, and we did some really cool events downtown, and all of it was just in an effort to, it was a fight. We were working to tell people about what God has called us to in this community. And it was a lot of work. After our first event, this was our team. I mean, we did, we called it the Summer Bash, and it was a lot of fun. We had rock climbing and all this. But this was our team, and you can see it. It grew. It grew a little bit, and it grew a little bit. You can go to the next one. And here we are. This is where we're at, our other facility. This was the Channel Lakes Complex, which anyone remember the Channel Lakes Complex? It's so much nicer now and better. It's the Advent Field House. It's the big blue green building over there with all the lights, and they make sure you know it's the Field House. That was when we were setting up. This was outside our greeting, our welcoming team. That's Taylor. She was a part of our launch team as well. You can go to the next one. This was upstairs. I'm sorry, it's blurry, but this was our upstairs kit. So the kids ministry was upstairs, y'all. Okay, and my setup team had to carry all the stuff up the stairs. And if you had kids in tow, you had to walk up the stairs. There was no elevator for you, okay? So just be blessed that we don't have a kids' ministry upstairs, at least yet, you know? We might have to. I don't know. Okay, go to the next one. This was a cool area we had set up for the kids as well in our first facility. Go to the next one. Okay, this was our first ever Christmas at the Channel Lakes Complex, and we had synthetic snow, and it was weird. It was really weird. The kids loved it, though. You know, they're having fun. And so this was part of the first facility. Again, all these things I'm sharing with you, what are they? They're Gilgal. They're these moments that you look back and you remember and you go, wow, man, I forgot about that. Man, God was so good there. You can go to the next one. So this would this is the first year in Channel Lakes Elementary. This is when we did our one-year celebration. And you can continue to see just the growth. And here, I'll share the numbers later. How many of you were at the Channel Lakes Elementary? You guys missed that setup, tear down? No. We made that place look good. That's all I'm saying. And so that was cool. So you can go to the next one. And so this was our, I believe this was our first Easter. This was, so we had, I had this wild idea to do diving for eggs in a ball pit of balls. And we tried it. And the kids loved it. And people apparently were like, I guess that sounds like a good thing. And they came out and enjoyed it. And it was one of our, one of our biggest days we've ever had, and just blown away by what God was done. And this is just a fraction of what was taking place. And it was amazing. And we made some adjustments as we moved on year after year. So anyway, you can go to the next one. This was a picture of our last setup, which we didn't know was going to be our last setup because COVID happened. And anyway, but you can see there how we would set up the curtains. And again, just like, it was blood, it was sweat, it was tears, it was sacrifice on Fridays, on Saturdays. You can see in the background, they're setting up all the band equipment, all the wires. It's just everything. All the chairs had to be pulled out. We had, because this is the cafeteria. Anyone go to Channel Lakes Elementary? Any kids? Yeah, I mean, it's tables and chairs for kids to eat there, and it was amazing. So that was our last setup that we ever had. That's sad. Oh, I miss you. Here, fun fact, I couldn't find a picture of it, but our entire church, we were able to fit in a trailer in a creepy black van, and that was it. Like, oh, there goes Kairos Church driving down the road. Hope they don't get pulled over because their plates don't. Okay, anyway, we won't get into that. go to the next one. All right, so does that look familiar? Yeah, it looks a little bit different now, right? So this is our cafe. So this is when we first came in and we saw this space. This was at the beginning of 2020. We were already thinking about moving here. And so it's open. Let's go check it out. And then COVID happened. You're like, guys, I don't want to do this. And we're like, no. Anyway, go to the next one. Here's our sanctuary. Looks a little bit different now. Just a little bit different. But it's just, again, like, you see these spaces and these things, and God goes, hey, you see that? I'm going to do something amazing there. It's so wonderful to remember that. All right, go to the next one. All right, here's, I wanted to put this up there, because this is Chris Hanna hanging our first ever sign. Has Tracy seen this picture, Chris? Because there he is, up on the scaffolding. We were putting our sign up. That was the first time we got a sign on the building that, like, so people could know where we were. Anyway, so that's just a fun picture. Go to the next one. Chris hanging the picture was right before our 3 year. This was at our 4 year anniversary here in this building, and it was really cool. We had a big inflatable in here. We don't do that anymore. There's too many of you. Okay, we go outside and we all sweat and want to die. Okay, go to the next one. Okay, so real quick before I get to that, those first images, that's a Gilgal for us. Remembering all the places in which God worked and God moved and God called us to. Every single one was a new beginning, a new start, a new journey. And every single one of them, we had to figure out what God was doing. Now, the other Gilgal that we have, I'm calling it the Storm Gilgal. And it could be actual storms or just, financial storms or relational storms or leadership storms. But go to the first one we had was Irma. Anyone remember Irma? Yeah, if you lived here, you remembered it. So we were supposed to launch on 9/10/17, and that was everything. And Irma came through on that day. And I share this story all the time. And if you're looking for a sign that you're doing the wrong thing, it's when God sends a giant, massive hurricane to say, nope, you got it wrong. Do something else. It was a Gilgal. But we remember, and we look back, and we say, you know, that did happen. But we were able to minister to people in the community. We were able to, over the next month, continue to work towards what God had called us to. And it's a reminder to endure and persevere even when the storms of life come up in your way. Because we were able to launch a month later, and God did amazing things. You can go to the next slide. Okay, this is just fun because this is a reminder of, does anyone miss only doing online church? I didn't think so. Yeah, but I mean, you remember that time when that was it, and we would pre-record services, and we would just log in, and we'd try to have community, some semblance or form of community and fellowship online, but it was horrible, right? But we still did it, and we had to figure it out, and we made it happen for the time that God called us to do it, and we learned some things in that time, and we grew in that time, and God was orchestrating things. You know what's so amazing about that time? I was talking to David Rodeville, who came and preached the other day. He was talking about getting into this new space and the time frame of it and how many Sundays did we have to close. I'm like, I didn't have to close anything, man. I'm like, because of COVID, no one was meeting. We got all the time in the world to renovate. And like, it was a blessing for us to be able to do that. And then we're like, hey, come join us in our new facility. It's fantastic. Bring your own chair because we don't have one. Anyway, another Gilgal when we had to bring our own chairs and then buy chairs and all that fun stuff. You can go to the next one. Okay, so storms. I talked about Irma. I talked about COVID. I don't have pictures for the other ones, but in the beginning of our ministry, my funding was cut, and that was fun. There have been leadership challenges, and most people know this, most people don't. I have Christmas PTSD because the first two Christmases, my worship leaders said I got to go before Christmas, okay? And so, like, Christmas is a big deal, and so, like, every year I'm like, Robbie, you good? What do you need? How can I help you? I can get you whatever you want. And so far, so good, right? And so there's been that. But the other one, as far as like the storm Gilgal goes is when we, before COVID happened, we were at 300. After, we were at 30. Storm, right? And you go, look at all the work. Look at all that we did. The fighting that took place, and it's done. Okay, but now let's look at some. Let's look at what God has done over the years. So this is just averages over the years. At the end of the year, what it looked like. And so does anyone love numbers, love graphs? I love this stuff. I've been nerding out on this stuff all week long. I've been looking at spreadsheets and just not spending nearly enough time prepping for my sermon. Okay, So what I've done is on the left side, you'll see the years and you'll see where we started. And of course, you see where COVID happens, right? You're like, oh, what happened right there? But it's just interesting to see, and you'll begin to see some similarities. And I was sharing with my wife last night. And so like we had this growth in 2017, we're at 30 kids, 87 adults, 170 total. 2018, it grew. 2019, it grew. And you see that growth, and that's great, and you want to see that. And then we get to 2020 and 2021, and in 2021, you kind of see the numbers begin to reset. Right? And after that, they didn't just reset though, they're a little bit higher than from where we started in the first place. And then the next year it was a little bit more, and then the next year it was a little bit more. And so it's cool to see, like you can go, man, like in that moment we could have said, well, it was a good run. We had, you know, 2.5 good years. God did some amazing things. Let's just call it quits, because essentially what we have to do is we have to relaunch again, and we have to replant again. And we were faithful, and we endured, and we persevered, and we were able to do that, and didn't he do it again, right? And didn't he say, I've got this, you don't need to worry. I knew that was coming. And that season before that was me preparing you for the next one. And during that season, you had to learn some things too so that you would be ready for the next one. And that's how he works. You can go to the next slide for me. Okay, so I'll share about this. So this past year, we've had some of our largest attendances ever. This was Easter of this year. I'm so sorry, of this year. Who was here for Easter of this year? It was straight kooky dooks, y'all. We had 593 people come through the doors of Kairos Church on that weekend. 593. Again, you look and you go, COVID brought us down to 30, and now we're almost up to 600, right? And you look and you go, God's amazing. I'm astounded by what God can do. Now, go to the next slide. This was our Fall Fest of last year. And I wanted to share this one because, I mean, look at this. Woo! Now, this wasn't on a Sunday. It was just a community event. Again, we're still doing community events because they matter. And they're so important to reach out and to just be generous and to love on people in our community. But this was the first time ever doing our Fall Fest. We're doing another Fall Fest coming up soon, okay, guys? And so you have invite cards and you have yard signs, and you should definitely be a part of what we got going on for Fall Fest, because it's an amazing thing, and it's a part of what we do here every single week. We don't do Fall Fest every single week, but we reach out to the community. And so that's just a little plug for that. Go to the next one. Okay, hold on that. So I shared with you the Easter Sunday was 593, and of course, you know, Easter's, you know, it's a big deal, and people come, and it's a great way to invite, and we know and we expect more people to come. Back in August 20th, we had our largest just regular Sunday attendance, and we had 420 people here on a Sunday. Again, for me, I go, what? And it's like one of those things where God just shows up and he says, I'm doing something. I'm doing a new thing. And I'm working and I'm moving. And if you will just continue to remember what I've done, know that I'll do it again. It's an amazing thing. So that one. So the yearly growth. This is interesting to look at as well. You can just see some numbers here about, again, you can kind of see with the graph, it's the same thing. But this was every year that we celebrated. So like on on that year, this is how we celebrated. So when we launched, it was 191. The numbers afterward are salvations and baptisms. So 24 salvations, 5 baptisms in 2017. And the next year, when we celebrated, we were at 308 people. That year alone, we had 69 salvations and 29 baptisms. The second year that we celebrated, it was 310, a little bit of a jump, and we had 52 salvations and 12 baptisms. By the time we get to year 3, this is 2020, this was after COVID took place, and we're into October of 2020, and I told you we went down to 30, and by the time we got to October, we had already gone back up to 142, have had 5 salvations, and done 15 baptisms in 2020. Again, God was working and moving. Year 4, we were still building, 170, and you can kind of see where the numbers begin again. Year 5 and year 1 are looking pretty similar, 308, 308, and then year 6 is to be determined, because that's today. That's today's date. Didn't know if you guys knew that. Anyway, so I couldn't just guess there. So I just put question mark. And I believe with what God's done, I've seen him do. Man, he's continuing to work and continuing to move, and it's an amazing thing. Spiritual Gilgal, that's the next slide. Over the last 6 years, we've had 213 people make a decision for Jesus. 213 people. It's one of those things, and this is what God calls us to, and this is what it's about. And 105 people went public with their faith through baptism. Again, this is an important reminder of why we do what we do. It's to connect people to Jesus. And that's it. And we always want to remember how Jesus is impacting people's lives. Is there a picture? Okay, this is so cool. This was our first baptism ever. And it was in my backyard before we ever even met. This is what's so neat. This is a launch team, court team. We're doing meetings. And this guy showed up, wanted to be a part of it. And he said, I've never been baptized. Will you baptize me? I'm like, yes, let's go to my house. I think my pool is clean and I will baptize you. And it was at that time. There have been moments. First baptism ever before we even ever launched. I love that. It's a cool story. It's a Gilgal. You know, it's an amazing thing. So there's spiritual Gilgals. Go to the next slide. Over the last 6 years, we've had 272 people go through our Moment Maker training, right? 272 people that say, you know what, I want to serve. I want to be a part of what's going on. I want to help make moments with Jesus and connect people to Jesus at Kairos Church. And that's an amazing thing. If you're a Moment Maker, thank you. Thank you for all that you do. What we do, how we do it, what we're called to is because you are willing to take that step into serving and to be a Moment Maker. So thank you so much. And then lastly, there's the Ministry Gilgal, just things that we've been able to do. These are just 3 recent ones. We opened Echo Coffee. If you don't know about it, we have Echo Ministry that we partner with. We open it's a foster closet in the back where families can come and shop. And then, of course, Gary was here with us last week, and we're partnering with Ireland for Jesus and all these things. It's just a reminder, I didn't know. You think I knew 6 years ago any of that was taking place? You think 6 years ago I'd be like, there'd be a guy, a pastor, a church planner from Ireland saying, hey, help us? I had no idea. And God's like, just follow, step, be obedient, and watch what I'll do. Watch what I'll do. Watch how I'll move. And it's such a powerful thing to remember all of these things, remember all of our beginnings, where we started, and every new beginning after that. We got to remember them. Remember our beginnings. The church planting for me, it was a new beginning. Meeting in the complex was a new beginning. Irma coming through, honestly, it was like a new beginning. I had to change some things. Channel Lakes Elementary was a new beginning. This building was a new beginning. Celebrating 6 years, I want you to know, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Where he has us, what he brought us through, how he has provided. Again, I'm amazed by it. But I know with God, it's the beginning. It's always just the beginning because God is a God of new beginnings. He has been and he always will be. And he takes us on those new beginnings with him, right? And he invites us into this, just some magnificent moments along the way, moments that we should never forget. So we remember. We remember the journey. We celebrate the journey, but I think it's also important to know that God has a new journey, another journey that he wants to start you on. So we began with a calling that God placed on the heart of my wife and I, leading to a vision of helping people embrace Jesus. We started with a team of 13 people. We did pre-launch events. We added new people. We met in my living room. We had a meeting room. We had in the complex, then Irma, then Cole, then COVID. We added second services. We went from 300 all the way to 30. We moved into the building. We went from 30 to 100, back to 300 to nearly 600. We opened a coffee shop. We're partnering with Echo Ministry. We're planting churches across Ireland. And today we celebrate 6 years of what God has done. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. 200 people gave their life to Jesus. 100 people have followed through with baptism. But I just need you to know, it doesn't stop there. God's just getting started. You know, I've shared this just briefly, and I want to close with this. In Joshua 4:13, I didn't share this with you earlier. It said about 40,000 were equipped for war, crossed the plains of Jericho in the Lord's presence. They're equipped for war. And I said, there's a fight. And that you got to be willing to step across and step through, and you can step on that dry land, and you know that God's going to protect you. But what you're stepping into is a fight. And we're called to cross over. What do we cross over for? To fight. What are we fighting for? We're fighting to take the land for God's people. We are fighting. We are here to take the land for Jesus. To set up the next Gilgal, to set up the next moment for us, for this church, but for others. It requires work, it requires sacrifice, it requires sweat, it requires obedience, it requires perseverance. It just requires us to follow a God. When we say we can, he says, I can, and I will. And you've seen me do it. Don't doubt. Don't question. Believe. Look back and believe, and then look forward and walk in faith and walk in obedience. And know that I'm going to do something great. The vision of Kairos has been to help people embrace Jesus in every moment of their life. And isn't that the greatest beginning, right? The greatest beginning for me. The greatest beginning that for people that I know have started this beginning. It's the greatest beginning. Our greatest moments happen when we step into our new life in Christ. And that is why we do what we do. And that is why we can't stop doing what we're doing. That is why we can't let up. We can't relent. We got to keep going after it. In the midst of storms and financial difficulty and in relational issues, we keep fighting. Because what we're fighting for, to help people connect with Jesus, this impacts relationships, and this impacts families, and this impacts marriages, and this impacts children. It impacts so much, and on top of that, it impacts the eternity of someone that you know and love, or someone that you work with. And so today we celebrate. We celebrate what God has done, but we also eagerly anticipate what he's going to do next. Would you guys join me in praying? God, I don't think saying thank you is enough. I don't know that it ever will be enough. What a blessing it is to be loved by you, to be chosen by you, to know that you loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die for us. Can't say thank you enough for that. That in and of itself. But God, as you call us into this life with Jesus, it's just the beginning of new joy and new hope and new peace, but also new purpose. And God, we know it'll be tough, and we know there will be days when we want to give up, when it's too hard, when it's too overwhelming. God, I pray right now, if there's someone in this room that is feeling that you would remind them of what you've already done and how you've already moved and how you've already provided and how you've already saved. Remind them of your love and your grace and your mercy, and that whatever they're going through right here and right now, you can do it again. Thank you today for just the reminder of every step along the way where you've been there. You've had it all planned out. Thank you for seasons of preparation, moments where we didn't understand why it was happening, but God, now we look back and we say, okay, God, I see what you were doing. And you did that for Kairos. I know he's done that for you. Here's what I'll say today before I close. Like, you know, I said the greatest journey starts and begins with Jesus. And if that's something that you've not begun, if you've never started that journey, I want to encourage you today to start it. And it's so simple. Right? It's so simple because God gave us a gift of his son. And he died on the cross for us because he loved us. The death that we deserved, he took. All the sin that we commit, he took upon himself, and he paid for it, and he rose again victorious. And through that, he offers you forgiveness, and through that, he offers you freedom, and through that, he offers you salvation and eternity with him. He offers you new hope, new life, new peace, new joy, new purpose right here today. Don't miss out on the new journey that God has for you. Ask Jesus right now. Say, Tim, I know what you did for me, and I thank you. God, I repent of how I used to live, and today I want to step into the new beginning that you have for me, and I want to keep stepping into new beginnings. God, thank you. I pray for each and every person here. I pray that they would remember where their journey started. God, that they wouldn't forget what you called them to, and that you would remind them that you're not done yet. You're not done yet in their marriage. You're not done yet in the lives of their children. You're not done yet in their finances. You're not done yet in their work. You're not done yet. May we hold on to that hope and keep pressing forward and keep taking that next step, remembering what you've done and believing what you've yet to do. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.